Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. So, in the previous Mishnah, we learned about Hilchas Tumah. And now we're going to Hilchas Challah. That's the beauty of Masechtes Idyas. We go from one thing to the next. The Torah Kedosha tells us, in Parshas Shlach, Kapitel Tes Vav, Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'yadabra Shem Moshe Leimer, Dabra B'nai Yisrael. Tell them when they come to Eretz Yisrael, the land that I am bringing them to, when you will eat the bread of the land, Tarumu Truma Lashem, you shall set aside a portion for Hashem. Reishis Arisai Seichem, as the first of your kneading, Chala Tarimu Truma, you shall set aside a loaf as a portion, and that's the mitzvah of Hafroshas Chala. When your mother begs challah, she takes off a certain part. Today we can't give it to a kayan, because the kayan has to be tahar, so we burn it. But she makes a bracha and separates challah. And it's not just your mother. The bakery that has a hashgacha does it also, separates challah. Our Mishnah is going to deal with the shear for challah. So let's first teach the words of the Mishnah, and then Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach will explain it. Shammai Yemer Shammai says, Mikav l'chala. A person has to separate chala from a dough that has at least one kav of flour. The Hilloimer Hill says, Mekabai. You only have to separate chala from a dough that has two kavs of flour. The Chachamim Oimer Men, the Chachamim say, Loike de Reze, Loike de Reze. It's not like Shammai who says, even with one kav of chala, you already have to separate chala. And it's not like Hillel who says, not until two. Ella rather, kavu mechza. If you have a dough that has a minimum of a kav and a half of flour, chayavim bechala, then one is mechuyev to separate chala from it. Now, sometime after this machloikis, they changed the measurements. What they called a kav, from one point and on, was much bigger than the previous kav. So zakta mishnah umishahigdilu hamidais, when the measurements were made bigger, when they were increased, Amrus of the Chachamim said, so now, a dough that contains 5/4 of a kav is mechuyev in challah. In other words, less than a kav and a half, this is only a kav and a quarter. It's the same amount that the Torah said. The Torah was talking about a time that a kav was a certain amount, so for that it was enough to have a kav and a half. But later on, that a kav means more, so it was enough to have a kav and a quarter. It's really the same amount of flour. Rabbi Yossi says, Chamisha Peturin, if a dough has exactly 5/4 of a kav, it is pater on challah. Chamisha va'oid chayavin, but if it has 5/4 of a kav plus a little more, then it's chayav and challah. Okay. So the chazar over the basic taich of our Mishnah. Shammai says, a dough that's a kav, meaning it has a kav of flour, a kav is a measurement, is mechuyev and challah. Hill says, no, only a dough that has 2 kavim. The chachamim say, a kav and a half. However, later on, they made the amount of a kav more. It contained more flour. So instead of a kav and a half, it really became a kav and a quarter. Rabbi Yossi says, if a dough is exactly 5/4 of a kav, it's pater and chala. If it has a little bit more, then it's mechuyev and chala. Okay, this is the basic Mishnah. If you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. Or if you want, you can listen to some of the explanations over here. Now, we're going to do something now that we already did once before. So if you remember, it'll be a good chazara. If not, pay attention. But maybe you want to press pause and take a pen and a piece of paper and write out these words. The letters may not make sense to you, but first wait. Just trust me and write it out. On the top line, write Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Beis. Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Beis. Askalov. What does Askalov mean? It means nothing, but it's going to be Rashi Tevis. Directly underneath, but don't write anything under the Aleph. Start under the Samach. Under the Samach, write a Gimel. Under the Kuf, write a Vav. Under the Lamed, write a Dalid. And under the Vez, write another Vav. Gudai. Askalov Gudai. So you should have on the top line, Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Vez. On the bottom line, gudai, under the samach there's a gimel, under the kuf there's a vav, under the lamed there's a dalid, and under the beis there's a vav. Now you may be saying we're supposed to be learning mishnayos here, not doing crossword puzzles. What is this all about? Listen. See the aleph? You know what the aleph stands for? An eifa. An eifa was a large measurement. The samach stands for a saw. There are mem saw of water. That's the minimum amount for a kosher mikvah. So the eifa is our biggest measurement. The saw is second to the biggest. How many saws are in an eifa? And the answer is gimel, three. That's the gimel under the saw. That's to tell me that there are three saw in an eifa. The kuf stands for a kav. How many kavim are in a saw? That's the vav underneath the kav. Six. There are six kavim in a saw. The lamed stands for lug or loig. How many lugim are in a kav? That's the dalid. Four lugim in a kav. The bay stands for beya, literally an egg, the size of an egg. How many bayim are there in a loig? That's the vav under the bays. Six. There are six bayim in a loig. Askel of gudai, three saw in an eifa, six kavim in a saw, four loig in a kav, and six bayim in a loig. If you do the math, you will realize that there are 18 kavim in an eifa and 72 loig in a kav, and 432 bayim in an eifa. Okay, don't panic if you don't remember all of this in one shot. The Torah told the Yidden in the Midbar, you have to separate challah from your dough. So what was their dough? What was the size of their dough? What did the Yidden eat in the Midbar? They ate man. So when the Pasuk says, your dough, reishis harisaseichem, it refers to their daily meal, which was the daily portion of man. So all we need to know is how much man did they eat? What was their portion? And then we'll know how big the dough has to be to separate challah from. So the Torah tells us, how much man did they get? They got a tenth of an eifa. Tenth of an eifa. Let's do the math. Each eifa is 18 kav. There's three saw to an eifa, and there are six kavim to a saw. So it's 3 times 6. Each eifa is 18 kav. Okay, so if an eifa is 18 kav, and the man was a tenth of an eifa, so it should be a tenth of 18, right? What's a tenth of 18? Let me get my calculator. 18 divided by 10 is 1.8. 1.8 kav? But Shammai says it's a kav, not 1.8 kav. Well, the answer is when the Torah says 1/10, the Torah is using a system of fractions called milabar. When we do fractions, milagav. When you say a quarter of a pie, that means there are four quarters in the pie. Milabar would mean a quarter of a pie, add an extra quarter to the existing pie, and then figure out a quarter of that whole pie with the extra quarter. So the Torah says a tenth of an eifa. So 1/10 means 1/10 of the total after the tenth has been added to it. So according to this cheshbon, 1/10 of 18 is 2, because 2 is the total including the tenth. In other words, 20. A tenth of 20 is 2 kavim. So that's the cheshbon of Shammai, that the shear for challah is 2 kavim. What? That's not what it says in my Mishnah. In my Mishnah it says Shammai emre mi kav l'challah. It's 1 kav. No. See, Shammai holds that the daily portion of man was divided into 2, half for the morning suda and half for the evening suda. They didn't eat lunch. They had breakfast and supper. So each suda had only 1 kav. And the mela, according to Shammai, the shear of challah is what the Torah said you should do to your dough in the midbar, and that's 1 kav. If you have 1 kav of challah, you have to separate challah. Now Hillel agrees with Shammai, but Hillel does not agree to separate the breakfast from the supper. Hillel says that the pasuk meant to say you have to separate challah from a dough that was the total food for both morning and evening. That's why Shammai says 1 kav for challah, and Hillel says 2 kavim for challah. Now, what about the Chachamim? Where did the Chachamim get this kav and a half from? Now, here's the answer. Remember what we said about a tenth of an eifa being external fraction, milabar? We say a tenth of a 10, it's 1. Because a 10 ones in 10. You say a quarter of a pie, it's 4/4 to a pie. We said that the Torah, according to Shammah, uses external fractions. We say add a fraction to the total amount and then divide it. That's why we said 1/10 of 18 is 2, because 2 is a tenth of the total, including the tenth. In other words, 2 of 20. The Chachamim hold, no, a fraction is a fraction the way we count for fractions. So the Torah says a tenth of an ephah, and there are 18 kav in an ephah. So what's a tenth of an ephah? 1.8 kav. 1.8, so why do they say a kav and a half? The answer is because the Chachamim are already referring to when they got to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, they made the kav a little bit bigger. So therefore the Chachamim hold it's a kav and a half. When the Mishnah says a Mishagdilu Hamidas, that's the second time that they made it bigger. That was done in Sepoiri. The first time they made the measurements bigger was when Yerushalayim was the center. The second time they made it bigger was after the Churban Habayis. Then Sepoiri was the center of where the Yidden lived, so it was called Sepoiri units. Now, being that, of course, if you wanted, you could have just hung up the phone or gone on to the next Mishnah. So let me learn with you a Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach. Press pause and get a Chumash. Did you get a Chumash? Okay. But don't forget to unpress the pause button. If not, you won't hear me. Now turn to Parshas B'Shalach, Kapitel Tes Zayin, the last pasuk in the Kapitel. Parshas B'Shalach, Kapitel Tes Zayin. The Torah says the Yidden ate the man until they came to Eretz Yisrael. The Oimer Asiras Ha'efahu. Everyone got an Oimer. What's an Oimer? It's a tenth of an Ephah. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk Lamed Vav. Let's see the Rashi. Asiras Ha'efah. Maybe you learned this Rashi. I'm sure when you learned Parshas B'Shalach, you learned this Rashi. But now that you've learned the Mishnah, I think the Rashi will take on a new meaning. So, Rashi Ha'efah Shalosh Sa'in. An Ephah is 3 Sa. Right? Sounds familiar? The Hasah Vav Kavin. Asah is 6 Kavin. Va'kav dalid lugin, and a kav is 4 lug. Va'lug vav bayim, a lug is 6 bayim. So 6 bayim is a lug. How many bayim are in a kav? 24. Vav kavin is a sa. How many bayim are in a sa? 24 times 6. 144. How many bayim are in an epha? Well, if there are 3 sa to an epha, so it's 3 times 144. So there are 432 bayim in an ephah. So how much is the tenth of an ephah? 432 divided by 10 is 43.2. If we learn like the Chachamim that we do regular fraction, 43.2 is the same as 43 and a fifth. Zakt Rashi. Nimsa, so it turns out, Asiras Ha'efah, what's a tenth of an Ephah? Zakt Rashi, Mem Gimel Bayim, 43 eggs, V'chaymish Bayah, and a fifth of an egg. V'hu Shir, and that's the Shir, L'chala Ulemenachais. That's the Shir, both for how big the dough has to be to separate Chala, and also for Menachais.